Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 759. She said that to me once. Recorded live on November 19th, 2020. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am one of your co-hosts, Duststorm.
I am Godzilla T.
Ah! Oh my.
That was zombie for I'm DJ.
Are you turning into a zombie, or is that just
No, I just want to be able to speak the language in the event that we end up with an apocalypse of some kind.
That'd be nice, that way you can convince them not to eat your brains.
Right, you have a conversation with somebody, and you're nice, you talk about culture, their way of living, your way of living, find that common ground, see if they can kick your ass and grip ball, and then you move on.
You reason with them?
Yeah. I feel like knowing another language is an important piece of the puzzle.
How does one learn zombie language?
You watch a lot of The Walking Dead, and then try and find any possible way to scare people in a grocery store enough to make them drop their baby. I'm kidding, please don't do that.
I was going to say, and how did you conduct this experiment?
Mostly in a Walmart.
Touché.
So well, then. Going to watch Walmart.com too much.
And we've already got pins doing the ellipses again. Okay, we're off to a great start.
Hey, just confused. We aim to please.
There we go. Well, we've got quite a few good pieces of news to talk about. We've got lots of updates to MCC. A bunch of stuff related to MCC that's come out. So we got some of that to talk about tonight. And we've got another topic, which is things that we really remember and enjoy about Halo 4. Because I think for the most part, most of us really started getting our foot in the door with the Halo community with Halo 4, or at least around that time frame. So I'm interested to talk about it tonight. But as we normally start our shows off with, we have our Podtacular community update. First of all, I just want to point out that over here in the U.S., we had our Veterans Day while we were away. So for those that served or that have served in the military, wherever you are, we thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
Everything that you do. And DJ, we know that you were part of that. So thank you very much for your service to our country.
Not a problem.
We've got our Fraggin' Friday update with GT from last week. So GT, how did things go?
Everything went really well. We spent most of the night in mask making. And then we jumped into some customs later on in the night. Had a little bit of fun, wrapped it up with a little vehicle fiesta, and almost won. Darn you, King Louis.
King Louis is the minigame master.
Somebody went on a string of kills, and I got the crap luck draw of vehicles. I was in first place. I was in first place, and then I wasn't. But I did wind up second, so. Yeah, okay. Anyway, no, we had a lot of fun. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow night.
With a little difference. A little bit.
If MCC is chosen,
yeah,
we may try a little crossplay.
Uh-huh.
And see how that works.
Yeah. Cause that's a thing now. Which is amazing.
I haven't got a chance to experience it yet, but I'm looking forward to trying it.
I only got to try it during... Well, I don't even know if I technically got to try it during the flight, because I did the social matchmaking. You can see the input types, but you don't know if it's actually cross-pattern.
Yeah, you don't know if it's Xbox or if they're just playing with controller.
Right. So, yes, it'll be very interesting to actually try cross-platform. Should we just go ahead and say... I mean, this podcast will be out before or after the game night, probably. But should we just go ahead and say that tomorrow will probably be at Master Chief Collection?
I don't know. The community hasn't spoke of yet.
Well, we'll put the poll out.
You'll have to find out next podcast.
Yes.
Or tune in tomorrow.
Yes. Tune in on Fridays.
Yep. Or, well, you would have had to tune in last Friday, because by the time this is out, it's too late.
But the next week could be another MCC opportunity, so.
Could be. You never know.
It's all a mystery until you go over and find out over on our Twitch channel.
It all depends on how badly they want the armor for Halo 5.
There you go.
Helmet. We got a long ways to go.
Yes. Yes, we do. We'll get into that in just a moment. As far as achieving Halo, we did not do any achievements, but we did the Endure challenge. We tried it a couple weeks ago. We actually got someone on from the Reddit Discord to join us as a fourth, because we weren't able to do it the Sunday previous. We tried it on the Thursday, so we didn't have a podcast last week because DJ was busy and GT had some things that he needed to take care of. So I hopped on, tried to do an Endure attempt on Thursday. We crashed one person crashed at the end of the second set and one person crashed at the end of the third set. Halo did not want us to work Thursday. It was stressful. And it was all just...
Yes.
The easy anti-cheat, like, throwing the flag is like, game violations. Like, what game violation? What are you talking about? Come on. So we did it this past Sunday. We were able to get through all four sets. So we got the challenge, got the unlocks. So thanks to P. Jameson, who is the gentleman from the Reddit Discord, for joining us and helping us get there. And we also had Alice's Pieces and Laird on as well.
Cool.
And Pins was there being a cheerleader.
Way to go, Pins! Pom-poms and all!
Yes. And so is Prestige.
Nice.
Yeah. Over on our website, we have another Machinima Monday post. Thank you to Writing Spartan for putting this one up. And this one is the Codex. Do either of you remember the Codex Machinima?
Yeah.
I can't say that I actually watched it.
This one came out shortly after Red versus Blue came out, and it kind of took a very serious method of doing machinima in Halo. And next to Red versus, I honestly thought the way that the Codex was done, the storytelling was a lot better, and it's probably one of the best productions of early Halo machinima that you can find. So if you had not had the chance to go check out the Codex, I highly recommend it. They have a sequel to it called The Heretic, and their storytelling is phenomenal for a Halo machinima. So, yeah, go check it out. Over on the company commendations, we are still chugging away, as we will be for a while. If you want to help us chug along, then you feel free to come on over to our company, podtackler.com/company. We've got another 211 vehicle splatters that we need for our next commendation. And we've still got a total of 9 commendations left. So if you want to help us out, we would be more than happy to get you enlisted into our Spartan company for Halo 5. For our Tales from the Foxhole segment, we've got a couple of things from the community to go over. First of all, MH Cosplay is still posting his regular cosplay armor builds that he's been working on. Some stuff for his own benefit and some things for commissions that he's doing. And something recently that he's done too. Are you guys, either of you, aware of an Extra Life event happening this weekend? Apparently he's making some armor for a 4/5 Extra Life stream. Okay. So maybe it's just a 4/5 thing.
Could be.
But he's been making some armor specifically for a 4/5 Extra Life event coming up this weekend. So I guess we might get some pictures of him in armor, which would be pretty cool.
Cool.
And I think it's ODST themed. At least I'm getting that inference because on his laptop or Surface, he has ODST as his wallpaper. So
maybe.
Either way. Yeah. We've also got, where was this? Prestige has been making some waves in his achievement stuff. So he's thanked us for helping convince him or yeah, I guess convince him to work on achievements in MCC, and he recently just got the Life Story achievement, which is playing through the Master Chief Saga playlist in MCC. So all 45 of those missions in one playlist.
Nice.
Yeah. Congrats, Prestige. That's awesome. Have either of you guys done the Saga playlist yet?
Yeah.
No, I... So...
I think I started with that one.
I got early access to H4, so I played through the campaign on Saturday, but that was the last time I opened it. I opened it to see if Griffball was there for Halo 4, and it wasn't, so I turned it off.
Well, good news is coming up for you then. Or actually, no, it would have been last week. We'll get to that in a second. But, I mean, there was still the achievement on when it first came out for the Xbox. So did you just never go through the playlist back then?
It's been so long since I've played on Xbox, okay. I haven't the faintest idea. To be fair.
Well, if you have,
to be fair, if you have
that achievement in Steam, then you've got it on Xbox, because all those, thankfully, all those achievements do pop on Steam if you've already gotten them on Xbox.
Yeah, but the pop on Steam is nowhere near as cool as on Xbox.
It's not.
It's this little window over here off to the side that just
and there's no little sound effect
that meanders in and just it's like the Xbox achievement, it's right there in your face.
They want to make sure that you know you've achieved something. And then the next thing that we have is from, actually, I think that might be it. I'm looking through things. Oh, it's just a little clip from Prestige. He had a little clip from the end of our stream on Sunday. But other than that, that's what we got for our community update for the week. So thanks everyone for participating in our game nights, following us on our streams, contributing to our Podtacular company commendations. We appreciate everything that you guys do for the community. What we got coming up for matchmaking updates, GT?
Well, for this weekend, we have Griffball rotating in for CE Anniversary Throwback. For next weekend, we have Warzone Turbo going live. Triple Team will rotate in for Griffball. And for the Thanksgiving weekend here in the States, they turn on Global Double XP.
Nice.
Very good.
So that's how we're going to round up the end of November. Starting off with December, we've got the Winter 2021 season starting. Core Play will rotate in for Triple Team. And that's on the weekend of December 3rd. On December 8th, 343 Day kicks off Global Double XP for the holidays. So that will be all of next all of December. Well, most of December.
Nice. At least.
And Warzone Turbo, Castle Wars, Holiday Fiesta, Husky Raid go live for the holidays. So we're going to have quite the list of playlists.
They're packing it in.
True.
Very nice.
I think they're going to think that people have time to play.
Well, it's not like we're leaving our homes because...
with the current situation...
I'm glad someone said it.
Yeah. No, the CDC just came out and said, hey, stop traveling, period.
Yes. Yeah.
Get off the plane. Go home.
I will be playing lots of Halo because I will finally be done with the Halo Mole production and I'll actually have spare time again.
There you go. Yeah.
YouTube.com/TheHaloMole if you haven't been following.
There you go.
Episode 7 comes out this weekend. It's almost done. For the Master Chief Collection, what do we have, GT?
For Master Chief Collection, what we got, Fiesta joins the fray in 4v4 and FFA. Rocket Race is retired until next time. Sad. We do have playlist changes on the November 11th, which was a few days past. The Griffball rotates in. Fiesta moves.
When is Griffball rotating in?
That was back on the 11th.
It rotated in Friday last week. So
yeah, because it's still not here. I've been looking, and it's still not here.
Really? It says they're supposed to go live on the 11th.
Yep. I have not seen it.
Well...
343. Fix your game. Saying,
because I'm looking for Halo 4 on there, and I don't see it. But I could just be that it's been rotated out, and they just didn't give us a, hey, here's a thing.
Is Fiesta still there?
Well, Fiesta moved into the Action Shack playlist.
But if it's, well, I'm saying if Fiesta is a standalone option for some reason, then that means it hasn't changed over. For
yeah, it's possible.
Because Griffball would show up as the gold little icon on the right.
Yep, no, but it's definitely not there.
That sucks. They change them only on Fridays.
Jeez, for MTC. We take a week off and it all gets screwed up. Oh,
what have we done?
Yeah, I just looked right now and it's not up there. And I see where they said on the 11th that it rotates in, but I don't think it rotated in for...
3 for 3, DJ needs his Griffball. Come on, is the thing. You know this by now. Monthly Griffball rotations, come on.
I must have Griffball.
Yes.
Must have.
But you know what? It's about what the community needs, not what I need. So there we go.
There is always Griffball.
Also,
true. And customs.
Yep, which there's I now have to create.
Customs.
I have to create that in Halo 4 now. So that's my next goal.
Did you not do the transition from 360? When they did the migration?
What?
When they did the file share migration from 360. Oh.
Yeah, honestly, no.
No?
No.
Okay.
Everything I had was somebody else's creation, so there you go.
I'm sure someone's moved it over then.
For Griffball?
Oh, okay. I thought
no Griffball. I made that on Halo 5. Now I got to make it again
okay.
here.
Okay, you're talking Griffball. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right, going on into MCC and Dev Flight updates. They have, or I think this is Postums that posted this, but it's a final reminder that legacy user generated content support is the window is closing. So anything that was on your 360 file share got pulled into the new user-generated content cloud file share. So anything that you have from 360, you're good. If you hadn't played on MCC Xbox, if you can pull it into PC. The thing that they're trying to point out here is if you had any user-generated content that you made on Xbox before they made that update in December last year, so if you had stuff on your Xbox and you hadn't turned it on since it came out on PC, you need to launch your Xbox at least just once with launching MCC. That way, those files that you had on the Xbox-specific file share can get migrated over to this new cloud file share, which they created specifically for MCC to support MCC on PC.
Got it.
So TLDR, all your 360 stuff should be in the new place. If you had stuff that you made on Xbox, it's in a separate file share that you just need to go into MCC, launch it. It'll move everything over, and then all your files will be set.
Cool.
Yep. I know there's been some confusion about that in the past, so the way that Postums wrote it made it a little confusing as well, so I just wanted to clarify that for folks listening to the show. All your 360 stuff is fine if you got that migration. It's just if you had anything that was on Xbox One specifically that you want to be able to access on PC. So there you go. Then we've got some Halo 4 launch information. With that, we have Halo 4 coming in with features supporting 60-plus frame rate on PC. We have Season 4 and all new unlocks, text chat filtering, FOV sliders, and enhancements for the Xbox Series S and X, crossplay for multiplayer, server region selection for matchmaking, update video settings per title, and new multiplayer offerings for MCC. So that is what we got, or that's some of the stuff that we got for the Halo 4 launch. There's some other things that we'll get to from the official launch post that we have over on Waypoint. Just as a clarification, crossplay is not supported with campaign or Spartan Ops.
Yeah, dumbest thing I've ever heard, but okay.
I mean,
place you want to have crossplay.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely agree. It's the one place that I would want crossplay is in the campaign and in Spartan Ops, so you can play with anybody in your community for doing different types of achievement hunting or going through the, like, why would you do it for one and not the other? It seems like it would be easier, I would think. I don't know. I'm not a network engineer for gaming. I would, you know, is unfortunate that that was not something they could accomplish.
Yeah, they said in the forum post that the technical challenges they were facing to update the netcode were just too complex and too difficult for this. Which is
unfortunate.
Yeah. Although it doesn't necessarily mean they won't keep on trying. It just means for this update, it's not there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've done it in matchmaking, so we know at least that part of the process is in place. I'm super excited, because that means we can get into some Griffball.
Yes. And we're not limited to PC or... Yeah. And 5 months on that sub. Thank you for subbing with your Twitch Prime subscription.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah. Pins, you're not alone anymore. Okay, over to Waypoint, we have a new community spotlight that came out a week ago. This one is a little less on content, so there's not as much to go through. It's funny, actually, before the show, GT picked everything that I had picked in my subset, so there's really not that much stuff in this go-through.
That's all but right, we can just blow through them. And then.
Yeah, we have a couple of them that we picked out, and of course... Definitely go over to Halo Waypoint. Check out all of the stuff over there for yourself, because there's lots of good stuff. Even though it's a lot less this time, there's still a lot of good stuff over there. That's not the specific one that I wanted.
There we go.
Oops.
Pushing buttons.
Yeah, I clicked the wrong scene transition.
Oops.
Way to go. Way to go. Okay, here we go. So the first one, the Creme de la Creme, is just amazing because it is the Halo Infinite Master Chief, but it has a whole bunch of Master Chief quotes that actually make up his armor.
Yep.
Which is
the most genius piece of art I've ever seen.
Yeah. Like having those word collages and like what's the mosaics with like the picture stuff. Those are really cool. But to do this with just text is incredible. And I love that how certain lines that are kind of most common and are most popular stick out, but every line that's in here is a line from the Master Chief, which is just incredible.
And people say he doesn't talk.
He talks a lot. Well, I mean.
And this one is made by Darth Fro or Frox. Not sure if you say that X or not at the end there. I'm just going to say Fro. Darth Fro. So very nicely done. And then we have a snack break. This is by Ben Rollins. This is a one-man band doing a rendition of the Halo theme. I don't know if you got a chance to see that DJ or not. Not sure if it's quite your style, but I figured you might be at least intrigued by it because it's one person using some kind of musical gear to do like the sound repeats and the looping, that kind
all
of stuff.
All the looping? Yeah, I'll have to check it out.
And we've got, I think, only five or so picks here for the ones that we wanted. The first two, I think, are the first two that were in the post are ones that we picked. So the first one is a reflection of Cortana and the Ark in Master Chief's visor, and they're out in space, which looks really cool. GT, both you and I really liked this one. It has that kind of comic-y Master Chief and Cortana vibe to it. I don't know if we've seen that one before, Pins. I think it's inspired by another piece of official artwork. So that might be where it's you're seeing some similarities. And yes, it's Halo 4 armor. And that one is the Master Chief and Cortana by the Bolded Yellow. The next one that we liked was One Final Effort by W Alpha Games, and this one's just funny. It is this is at the the very end of the Covenant, where you're stopping Truth from finding the rings, and Master Chief's playing the piano.
Playing a grand piano.
Yes, a grand piano, and the Arbiter's about to throw the piano onto Truth while Master Chief's playing the piano.
Definitely go check it out. It's
yes. Fun. One Final Effort by W Alpha Games. It's great. I really like it. And then we have Stroll Through the Woods by Squeezy Ka or Squeezy Cha. And it is another little Mega Constructs minifig scene, which I'm really fond of those. And then finally, in celebration of Veterans Day, we have appropriately titled Veterans Day by More Shots. Warshots has made quite an appearance on the Halo community spotlight, and it's a really well done piece of Master Chief holding a US flag in a very kind of war-torn, shadowy, smoky nighttime scene. And then it wouldn't be the spotlight at the end of 2020 if there wasn't a whole bunch of Among Us-related stuff. And in our little note thing, I just said the Among Us section because there is a whole section that Sam put in this time for the Among Us stuff.
Well, Among Us is hilarious.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Every time GT plays on his stream, I try to join in. I try to edge my way in every time you play on stream.
DJ, so, not GT.
What did I say?
You say GT, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Whenever DJ plays, I'm sorry. Anyways, those are our top picks.
Abbreviations are hard.
When it's the same two letters and they're similar letters, it's whatever.
Yeah, D and G, they're like brothers.
They sound similar-ish. Anyway, those are our picks from the community update. Please go check it out. There's lots of good other content on there. Those are just our top picks for this week. And I'm sure we'll see lots. I know it doesn't equal okay pens. Jeez. Can never catch a break with you guys.
Ken's breaking out the algebra there. Jeez.
All right. Whoa, there's a lot of W's that just got added to that link.
That's my bad. I didn't realize I was touching that button.
Over on the release for Halo 4 on PC, we kind of went through some of the stuff from the forums, which covered some of the stuff that they were saying was coming beforehand, but they have an official post with some additional things that they brought over, including HDR support for Xbox Series X and S, if you are playing on Xbox. I am pretty much going to stay PC exclusive because all the stuff that I'm interested in is probably going to be on PC from here on out. Season 4 adds 70 plus unlocks across 50 different tiers. Wait, 50 cool. tiers? Dang. Oh, because there's... Okay. 10 tiers per, gotcha. 60 FPS for four player split screen performance on the X and S, which is cool. 4K and up to 120 FPS for single and two player split screen modes for Series X. And 1080p up to 120 frames per second for single and two player split screen modes for Series S. So you're getting quite a performance boost with the new Xboxes on MCC. So there you go. There is an associated press kit, so if you want to download all those nice screenshots and key art that they have for the launch of Halo 4 on MCC, you can go over and get those over on the Waypoint forums. And then we have a community update, which just dropped a couple hours ago, actually. I'm happy to say that there's nothing new there that we haven't missed.
Yep.
Good.
So, yeah. Over on the social posts, we have a couple of things to go over. We have a couple of Halo anniversaries. DJ, would you like to take the first couple of social posts?
So, sure. So, 16 years ago, on November 29th, we first listened through Rock and Metal and Time. Happy birthday, Halo 2. 19 years ago, on November 15th, they were just getting started. Happy birthday to the game that started it all, Halo Combat Evolved. There we go.
Two Halo birthdays. The first two Halo birthdays.
Yep. November 9th, November 15th.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Ideally, they should just release games on November 7th because then it would be coming out on 117.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I'm curious. November 7th would have been a Saturday this year. I'm not saying that I want it to come out November 7th next year, but nope, November 7th is a Sunday. Dang it. We just doable. Need November 7th to land on a Tuesday, since that seems to be when Halo releases their games. Or, you know, they can go against the grain, and what if they released it on 7-11? January 17th's not a bad one, too. Yeah. That's a good point, Pence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hey, Kickass, it's a little late for you.
Mr. Jemis.
Yep.
The Seawood.
You say you have a question from Fuchs for me, Pence. I know you were on their podcast last week, so go ahead and type up your question, and we'll get to it. The Grassroots Partner application is now open until December 11th, so if you want to join the likes of Real Life Spartan, Lady Echidna, Mitt Blitz, And those other streamers over there, you feel free to go over to halo.gg/grassroots and apply for a partnership. When will we be doing Halsey's Journal? When pigs fly. Halo 5 Pro Series Tournament, Open Tournament number 1 happened this past weekend, and Halo posted all of the region winners over on their Twitter. So if you are interested in following that, you can head on over to their Twitter, see the results, or feel free to go listen to our friends over at HCS Pro Talk, who break down week by week everything going on in the competitive Halo scene. They do a really good job at breaking down rosters, going over tournament results, and they are just really great at that. So I will not try to tread on their turf, where they've really come through and done a good job. So head on over to HCS Pro Talk and check them out. Sketch posted over on Reddit. They have a weekly discussion thread over on Reddit, and he has shared with the community that there will not be any Halo Infinite being revealed at the VGAs this year. I know a lot of folks were wanting to see some stuff, and that's usually a place where lots of announcements are made. Unfortunately, we just are not going to see anything. They don't have anything ready. But they do want to show us stuff. They have come out and said that they... and. Unishek even mentioned this in the update today. They're working together to try to have some other kind of bigger discussion point at the end of this year. So it won't be VGAs, but we should hear some more Infinite stuff before the year's out. So at least we got stuff coming.
There's always stuff coming.
I know. Trying to put the minds at ease.
The game is coming.
Yes. Yes, it is.
People just need to be patient. And they need to stop panicking.
There we go. Yep. If you want to get MCC now, since it is fully complete on PC, then you can head on over to aka.ms/get-halo-mcc. It's available on Xbox, as it has been for the past 6 years. It's also available on the Windows Store and Steam. So go over and get your copy now if you've been waiting for everything to come out. We might be... trying to give away a copy of that for the holidays, since our plans for trying to give away an Xbox Series X and S have been foiled from low stock. So
yeah,
we might do a couple of MCC and Halo Wars 2 giveaways this holiday season in its place. So stay tuned for that. Showtime recast Cortana with Jyn Taylor.
Breaking news.
Yes.
Hold on. You can't recast the voice of Cortana. You mean they fixed what they screwed up on in the first place. Congratulations. The original voice of Cortana is Cortana, Jyn Taylor. It's not our fault your casting people are idiots, but congratulations on fixing something that shouldn't have been broken in the first place. Neat.
To be fair, with TV shows, there are contracts in certain places where you have to go from a certain pool of people.
To be fair, I don't give a it's Cortana. Don't mess
don't
with Cortana.
Mess with Cortana.
Like, it's you Cortana.
Say the same thing about Steve. Steve Downs is part
if
of it.
You, have you heard the voice of Cortana, Windows 10? It's abysmally not her.
No, it's not.
And they try and be like, it's just like Cortana. No, it's not.
No. Nope.
It doesn't sound anything like her.
Cortana's a lot smarter and a lot more.
And useful. Cortana's useful. And snarky.
Yep.
Sometimes I like a little more intel with my intel. I say that to Cortana on Windows 10. You know what she says? I have no response to that. It's because you're not her.
Exactly. But to follow up on that, due to scheduling conflicts caused by the pandemic, Natasha McElhone, who was playing Halsey and Cortana, no longer complete her work as Cortana, but will continue her role of Halsey.
Probably because they realized, hey, guess what? You don't sound anything like Cortana.
Which means she's not going to sound anything like Halsey either. Oh.
Well, you know, there's already been some casting confusions about things like that. And while I understand that there is creative license to create new and take things a new direction, when you have something like a franchise that has been established for 20 years, and I'm sorry to say this, when you have a franchise that has been established for 20 years, you stick with people who are true to represent the character in the best way possible. You do. Otherwise, you break continuity, and it removes the viewer's opportunity to experience immersion within the universe that you are trying to create in a real world viewable experience. You can't do that if Master Chief is colored pink and he's 4 foot three and he's not carrying a sniper rifle or an AR or a gravity hammer. He's, you know, carrying a small wooden block with a slingshot. Like, you can call him Master Chief. It's not. But let's go ahead and make a show around it.
Yep.
I know that was an extreme analogy, but I'm just saying.
We had two sticks and a rock, and we had to share the rock. Oh.
Right? Exactly.
So sad we don't have Johnson. Ah,
damn it.
Yep.
You're making make me cry.
Yeah.
I'm sad about that. It's an emotional moment.
There's lots of emotional moments in Halo.
Yes.
Especially in Halo 4.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, there are. We should definitely get to that part of the
conversation. We're getting to that part. I'm trying to go through these as quickly as possible. Yeah.
Just ignore them.
Right.
We'll throw it down on a list. Right. You can link it if you want.
All right. Speaking of that. There you go. On a related note, they are back in production. The Halo Showtime Twitter account put out a picture with Pablo Schreiber, who is playing the Master Chief in front of his trailer with an appropriate Master Chief mask on.
With half a Master Chief helmet on.
Right, exactly.
The bottom half of the Master Chief helmet on.
Yep.
Why not the top half? Why the bottom half?
Social distancing and proper masking? Didn't want to get the camera person.
Yeah. There you go. On the product side of things, we have quite a few things that have dropped. We have the Halo 4 mouse pad. We have the Seagate Master Chief Limited Edition Game Drive for Xbox that comes in 2 terabyte and 5 terabyte flavors. Kind of. I did buy the 2 terabyte one because it looks pretty cool. All the 5 terabyte ones. So, Pins, I ordered mine on Tuesday from the Microsoft store. The 2 terabyte was not sold out yet. The 5 terabyte was. So, I don't know if there's other places where those are being sold. I think they might be being sold on Amazon as well. I think the 5 terabytes were out, but the 2 terabytes were still in stock there. I bought off the Microsoft store because it was actually cheaper than Amazon.
Really?
Just by a couple of bucks. Like, Amazon had it for, I think, $99, and the Microsoft store had it for $94.19 or something like that.
You know, if I'm buying a 2 terabyte drive for $100, I'm going to get a 6 terabyte drive anyway. I'm sorry. Drive. I like Master Chief. I don't like getting raped for Master Chief.
I mean,
I don't know if that's a good enough reason to use the R word, but okay.
I mean, I think I've been royally screwed with how much Halo stuff is currently filling my house. So,
well, most of the stuff that's in the Halo the universe, it's not something that you can that has a specific purpose, like a hard drive does. Like, a Funko Pop is still a Funko Pop. You know, your little Nerf blasters are still just Nerf blasters. Your posters, they're posters. They don't serve another purpose.
I get you.
It's like the Master Chief controllers that they bought, that they had available, they didn't cost any more than the regular controllers. But yet, a 2 terabyte drive is half again as much because it has Master Chief on it. It just doesn't make a sense to me.
It's basically everything ever made by Razer.
Yeah. It is Seagate.
Yes,
also true. I mean, you get a lot of cheaper hard drives from Western Digital. And I guess some Seagate stuff is cheaper.
Anyway, next.
Anyways, yep. We've got the Halo Gear Holiday 2020 shopping guide from Xbox.com.
Buy one of everything.
Right. So there's a new Oni hoodie, or not Oni hoodie, but Oni long sleeve. There's obviously all the Mega Construct stuff, like the Scale Energy Sword, the Master Chief helmet, the Halo ring, which I still need to finish building that out. The Nerf Blaster, the Funko Pops, the Dark Horse statue, which I believe is the limited edition statue that's going to come with the game as well. So there's a whole bunch of stuff over there. We've also got a new post from the Mega Constructs account for the Halo Mega Constructs Banished Ghost set. and the rebuild features a turret with a deployable cover in the style of Banished as well. Over on the community highlight side of things, we have our Halo 3 Forge the Fight contest results. I actually dropped into a couple of their streams when they were doing the playtesting with Unishek and Blaze and Nated, and they were doing some of their judging as well. We have two honorable mentions, which are tagged as their fifth and fourth place, who are going to receive a Forge Hub t-shirt, which is Basilisk by D-Door and Traumatica by Danger Tanner. Third place is Main Stage by Sam Malone XBL. And that person got $300 and a Forge Hub t-shirt and a 12-month Xbox Game Pass Ultimate code from 343. Second place is Gauntlet by Sir Veza and the Grim Dealer. They get $700, a t-shirt, and Game Pass Ultimate. And first place goes to Carnival by D-Door. $1,000, a Forge Hub t-shirt, and 12 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. There's a little YouTube video done by Bacon Media, who goes over the maps, kind of including some gameplay as well. Talks a little bit about the top three on what they do well, what strengths they have, what weaknesses they have. So if you want to go check out those maps, then head on over to ForgeHub.com and you can click on the pictures for all those maps and give them a try yourself. And then we've got an article from Haruspis. I just want to gush about what Halo 4 means to me. So Haruspis is no stranger to being a avid fan of Halo 4 and really a lot of the stuff that 343 has done with the narrative of Halo. So he really likes Halo 4. So if you want to see him gush about the Halo 4 and all the stuff that really excites him about it, feel free to go over and check it out. On the community content side of things, we've got podcasts and podcasts and more podcasts. We've got two new episodes from HTS Pro Talk. We've got episode 225 and 226 of Podcast Evolved and two more mission debriefs from Halo Wars 2. We've got Finish the Fight episode 46, which is Halo 5 Guardians Part 2. And we've got three new episodes from the Sacred Icon Halo folks. And then a little special announcement. Fudcast number 37 happened. It's titled Banished Metal Bands. And Pins was a guest on that show, believe it or not.
Congrats, Pins.
Well done, sir.
Is that your podcasting debut, Pins? Because I don't know if we've actually had you on this show, which now I kind of feel
bad. He's been on this show.
Has he?
Twice.
Okay.
Matter of fact, he was on the same podcast that I debuted on.
Oh. He says, I don't know why, but they asked me. Hey. That's cool. I mean, you are really into the lore stuff and the whole spreadsheet that you do of tracking all the Halo events. That's commitment.
That's insanity, is what that is.
Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but...
I will.
You did. lots of YouTube stuff. Next thing... All right, a couple things I want to point out is Halo Canon has his introductory Halo 4 type stuff. So he goes over the audio logs and terminals, has his monthly recap that he did for October. Ascend Hyperion's doing a State of Halo survey series. So if you want to help be a stat in his research, then he has three different forms that you can fill out where he's gathering kind of just general information. General Heat is always up to his crazy antics of trying to see how you can break Halo. So lots of good stuff over there. And a couple of things from Team Respawn about the Halo Wars 2 Xbox Series X update and what he would like to see happen with Halo Wars 2 in the future. We've got some more community artwork from Archangel or Banoski. He's done a lot of stuff with Halo 4 coming to MCC recently, so feel free to go on over and check that out. We've got some new stuff from Tom Jurassic with his Mega Constructs figures, a new one from Cold Protocol, Ezel VFX, lots of stuff from Grey Wolf, who actually he had some of his stuff on the spotlight this week. And Halo VFX has been turning out some stuff too for his little Halo VFX series that he's doing. It's Operation... I forget what it is. It's the one that we drooled over that was in the spotlight like 2 months ago or something like that. Over on the community musing side of things, we've got 2 new Halopedia Trivia Tuesdays. DJ, would you like to take those?
Let's see. So, the community Tuesdays look... Wait, what?
The Trivia Tuesdays.
In
the community
musings.
There we go. There you go.
Yes. So, did you know that during season 1 of Hunt the Truth, several community members were made into characters in the Halo universe by sending in voice clips? I did not know that. Who were those people?
I know Green Skull was one of them. That was one of the voices I recognized. I think Halo Cannon got in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yep. I don't remember some of the other ones. Actually, the SoundCloud collection is actually gone. So
yeah.
CAA is actually working to make an archive on that of that over on Halopedia. But it was played in episode 5 of Hunt the Truth. I think where like Ben Drow got all of those voicemails. So some of that collection was in the actual episode itself. But 343 made a separate place where you could go and actually hear all the separate voicemails that he received.
Hmm, interesting.
It was a really cool way to have the community engage with what Hunt of Truth was doing, because let's be honest, Hunt of Truth is probably one of the best pieces of marketing that's ever happened to the Halo franchise.
Yeah. All right, and Halopedia's Trivia Tuesday Part 2 is, did you know that the antimatter bomb from Halo 2 was set to appear in Halo Wars 2, but it was cut? It was in the files under DLC-2, the internal code name for the pack, including Arbiter and Jerome. Also,
I did not know that.
Things I did not know.
Yeah.
Nice.
They always have little nuggets of interesting factoids that...
Yeah.
The first one I knew about, the second one I did not. You learn something new every day. Halo 5 reached 5,000 followers over this past week on Twitter. So congrats on the milestone.
There we go.
A little known fact, for the Steam takeover for Halo 4's release day on Steam, Pixel Flare actually animated the Halo 4 key art for what was on the Steam the Steam store page, which I think is pretty cool.
I mean, it's expected. He's kind of incredibly talented.
Yes. Yes, he is. 343, hire him. I mean, I know the commissioning stuff from him because he's making some of the official stuff, but hire the guy. It's time to talk some Halo 4.
All right.
We love Halo 4.
There we go.
Yeah.
The bestest Halo game ever.
Halo 4 came out. It's on PC. Check your MCC loads. It's free with Game Pass. And or you can continue playing it on your Xbox, which has been there for years. Great. Thanks for watching. Bye.
But now it has some added features to it now, at least.
What?
So it's not exactly the same. There's some added features now.
And yet we still don't have Griffball.
Yeah, about that. Call it
343. I don't have my ricochet armor.
Hmm. Yeah.
There's a lot of things I don't have.
Well, I wonder if that's in the season content.
Possible. I think the one thing I was looking forward to, and I'm not saying this derogatorily, the one thing I was looking forward to was A, my ricochet armor, and B, being able to finally play campaign and especially Spartan Ops with people across the globe. No matter whether they're playing on PC or Xbox, both of those are not options. So, okay. Yeah.
Well, the first one might be. We don't know that yet.
So,
might be unlikely, but we don't know that yet.
Yeah. And yeah, you're not wrong, Prestige. Halo 4 Lasso is a pain in the ass. Absolute pain in the ass. To be quite frank.
I thought Halo 4 Lasos were one of the easier ones compared to like CE and Halo 2.
On solo? No. On solo, those knights, they skip, jump, and warp right in front of you, and they shank you right in the belly. They cut you in half. They touch you in the no-no zone, and there is no doll left to show where it touched you because it disappears and warps back to wherever. It's awful.
You did solo Lazo in 2 days, Prestige? Lazo?
That over 32 hours of gameplay to get that through. Now, mind you, Chief Canuck and I played that. We were on the early access group, so we got
it. No, you didn't do Lazo, did you? You just
we legendary. Did heroic. We okay, did heroic. Did heroic.
Yeah,
right?
Not Lazo. Okay.
It took, so the two of us on heroic, we managed to get through that in, I want to say we started at noon. We got through it in 5.5 hours.
That sounds about average. Yeah.
But granted, now 5.5 hours using a lot of tricks, because I know I've played that campaign. That's the one thing. Halo 4 came out ages ago, and I've played that game a bajillion times because it was the game that I played when I was recovering from my surgeries after the car accident. I couldn't walk for 9 months, so I just played Halo constantly. And one of the things that I absolutely adored about Halo 4 when it came out on the 360 was the lobbies. You had your lobby cards up there on the screen. You could talk to the other players in lobby, get a lot of good, you know, a lot of good talking. You could actually get to know people. In fact, there are a lot of players that I became friends with because I was so talkative, because I was very hard pressed for human interaction at that point. And so I constantly was talking to people, and I met Barbie B down and Brittany, and Brittany, and then all the other players who from the Griffball Hub and more, just because from talking to them. They've taken that feature out. It didn't follow over in MCC for PC for Xbox One or the Xbox One X. It didn't come over in here. Like, granted, the toxicity of the community is a horrific thing. But what they did bring with them was an opportunity to continue improving and building upon a game and the very first iteration of Halo for 343's team as an independent group separate away from Bungie, which was really interesting. And I wanted to, like, no matter what, when Halo 4 came out on the 360, it had graphics like I'd never seen before. There was beauty in the artwork that was so extraordinary that you found yourself stopping mid-run, mid-walk, mid-campaign, looking at things going, wow, the mountains, the trees, that one alleyway before you come out into the first opening where you see the Forerunner world. There's a couple other spots where you're walking and realizing, holy crap, this is incredible.
And it's on the 360 of all things.
Yeah. Now, playing it, so we played it, I played it in 1440p at 144 hertz, 144 frames per second, and it on highest settings with the enhanced graphics, and it looked breathtaking. Not one problem. I had a couple spots where the effects were so loud you couldn't hear the voices. And when you go ahead and you pull and you get to the all the different info nodes where you pull up all the Forerunner lore that comes up. First of all, love that. Love not having to go to the Halo channel for that. That's yeah. Awesome. However, the volume for those videos is different than the volume of the game. And you have to be very cognizant of that as a streamer, because suddenly you're blowing everybody who had headphones on out of the room.
Yeah,
including yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, DJ,
The OBS has a setting. It's called a limiter.
Yeah, I call that my mute button.
He has a self-imposed limiter.
Yes. Also true.
Yeah, Halo 4 was, it did a lot of new things for the franchise, because it's 343, they're not Bungie, so yep. They have a different vision to extend or continue on what Bungie did, because at mm-hmm. the time that Halo 3 ODST and Halo Reach came out, they were just wanting to, they had enough out. With Halo. Yeah, they wanted out.
They wanted to get on to developing.
Not all of them. The Halo team stayed, but yeah.
Right. And not to say that ODST and Reach weren't good games, because ODST loved the campaign and loved Firefight. And Reach, I mean, the way that it played out with the Spartan 3s, the storyline was wonderful, and the music was great. Mm-hmm.
It was a great way of saying goodbye.
Yeah.
All the games, Halo 4, to me, was the prettiest game.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, of all the Halo games, including 5.
I agree. Yeah.
So far, it has been the prettiest game. I enjoyed the aesthetic of it. I enjoyed the detail in the levels and in the, you know, in the background images and all that. It was absolutely amazing that they were able to pull that off on the 360, no less. And then to go to Halo 5, which, don't get me wrong, Halo 5's got decent graphics, but to me, Halo 4's are better.
I think there was a larger focus in Halo 4. It looked like there was a larger focus in Halo 4 on the foliage, in the artwork, the mountains, the rocks, mm-hmm. and there was your initial introduction to the Forerunners, really, by their presence alone. Which,
a lot more exposure.
Yeah, and so mm-hmm. you add that into the beautiful storyline that is the eventuality at the end. And of course, if you haven't seen or know what I'm about to talk about, Can you please get your together? Because honestly, Halo 4 happened ages ago. Cortana dies.
So yeah, it's been 8 years. I don't think there's any room for spoilers here. There's no room for spoilers here. So feel free.
You hit the end of that game. You're bawling your freaking eyes out. And in the process of all of this, they are integrating and introducing so many different new storytelling elements. So when you look at the landscape of it all, not only do they introduce new movement mechanics, obviously, and new weapons, they've also got a myriad of different educational pieces in the process of this, understanding how she modified his armor, understanding all these little nuances that kind of previously just went untalked about. You got to see a larger presence of the UNSC fleet and a little more of a personalization. You really get a chance to hate and I hate, you know, a hashtag Captain Del Rio. You suck. You're like, dude, that guy was a dick. Sorry.
He filled his role well.
Yeah. No kidding.
He did.
But it also was the game where they had great marketing. You had Hunt the Truth going on in there. We had, for Halo 4, you had the Spartan Ops. It led off with a film. Like, they had an actual film. I mean, it was a web series at first, but it came out as a final film. But you had Forward Unto Dawn, which was the lead up and intro and takes you into the actual opening of Halo 4, which was incredible. And as you're putting all of this together before the lead into Halo 4, bam, you bring it in. They did it right. They did it with a film series. They did it with the storyline. And then they popped in with Spartan Ops and kept you going. It wasn't released immediately. You had to work for it. You had to watch the films, the video pieces for Spartan Ops, and then you'd go through and play the pieces. Now, I don't know if they've included the videos from the Spartan Ops videos, those intro video pieces, in the game yet, because I haven't gone through and gotten the Spartan Ops. I'm kind of waiting to do that with Kick-Ass Jammas. And also with Noble TV. But those elements, as they pushed them out, allowed you to keep your hype going, keep the interest going. You couldn't just bang through it. You had to ace yourself. And it kept the engagement level high. So I loved that because it was a different style than what they had done before in the way of telling a story. But they also were utilizing elements that had previously been successful from Bungie while forging a new path. I thought that was really creative and really well handled. Was it perfect? No. No, it wasn't.
Eggheads.
But as a game, like, it was a standard for a very long time. You know, it transitioned us between consoles for the Griffball community who didn't have Griffball for Halo 5 for a while. It kept us engaged in the game and kept us on the game and kept Griffball going for multiple seasons, even when the sandbox on H5 Forge broke Griffball and we had to go back to Halo 4 for a while.
Yeah. When you bring up a good point with the Spartan Ops stuff, because I think that's something that could allude to what we could see in Infinite with the expansive campaign and more iterations of it being delivered. The more and more we look at Infinite, more and more it looks like we're going to see this continuation of a platform service. So we are going to get campaign expansions. We are going to get new multiplayer stuff and new customizations, new armor, all that good stuff. So
I think
Spartan Ops is a really interesting fundamental addition to what Halo could be. And we've only seen it once with Spartan Ops and Halo 4, but the fact that it continued the story that we got to see in the campaign and it still played a direct role, and you got to see how the story continued to evolve. Like, that campaign DLC type stuff, I'd love to see.
Well, and it gives them a chance to really engage with players. If you think about it in that sense of once you clear your core, they're creating the baseline, right? They've got the baseline for Infinite engaged. And once it's done and ready, there's your core. There's your game. And then you start adding. The studio has a chance to go and work on bug fixes, obviously. But then put groups, you're on this DLC, you're on this DLC, you're on this DLC, so they can start getting them ready and releasing and start pushing forward a rotating, continuous content evolution that is not only something that can be listed as add-ons or purchasables, but also can be something that we look forward to. We know we've got a scheduled monthly DLC release, or every 6 weeks, you've got a new series to the campaign that's coming out that's got a video piece. It's in-game, in-engine footage. There are infinite opportunities with Infinite.
And when the stuff was coming out, I remember that we did a podcast for each episode of Spartan Ops because we loved it
so
much.
Good, though. The stories were so good. Yeah. What happened to those videos, by the way?
We didn't do videos. We just did...
No. I mean, you remember the video pieces that came out, right?
You mean the little Ops? Introductory to each episode, right? And the...
Yeah.
Well, there's
a video piece.
I think there was an outro video for each episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if those are in the game still.
They might be. They might be behind, like, the first... it's not episode. What's the first... Chapter. It might be in the first chapter of each episode.
I'm
so if you start
literally
the first
pulling
chapter,
up the game right now to see if it's on.
Yes. Yeah, so check to see if the first chapter, like if you go into the first chapter of the episode, if it plays. Because I know in the Halo 4 UI, you could do it as a separate thing, but it might be contained. It wouldn't make sense for them to leave it out because there's substantial stuff there that leads into what you're actually going through. So wouldn't make sense to just leave that out.
Describe what you're doing in the mission.
Yeah. But that story stuff, like even around that, was really, really cool. And
to
see
Halo 4,
go.
You know, like we said, it introduced a lot of stuff we'd never seen in a Halo game before. And I really enjoyed Halo 4. All in all, it was a great game. I understand people didn't like it because it wasn't Halo 3. Well, then play Halo 3. I don't care.
Exactly.
I enjoyed Halo 4 for what it was. Did I agree with the kill streaks? No. But it didn't affect the way the game played to me. It still was fun to play.
And it's a lot more faster paced, which is all the first person shooters these days are so fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually enjoyed Halo 4's multiplayer more than I enjoyed Halo 3's. Halo 3, for me, as I've said many times before, is my worst multiplayer. It's the one I despise the most.
And I'm right there with you.
You know, even with the updates that they've made in MCC, I still can't hit in Halo 3. I still can't hit the broadside of a barn with that damn BR. I don't know what it is. I never have been able to use the weapons in Halo 3 in multiplayer correctly.
It's because it's a fundamentally different system than every other Halo game.
Yeah.
Technically, it is.
Real quick on the Spartan Ops fact.
Uh-huh.
So if you go in here, once you get to Spartan Ops go into the campaign menu, you'll for Halo 4, and then you'll see down below on Halo 4, there's a Spartan Ops option on PC. If you look down on the very bottom, you've got back main menu options and career, and then it says watch episodes. When I click on the watch episodes, sure enough, it's got Departure, Artifact, Catherine, Didax Hand, Memento Mori, Scattered, Invasion, Expendable, Key, Exodus, and the Epilogue. So we've got you're capable of watching all of these. And I think that's probably something I will do on stream as well, is to go through and watch all of these and play through them in order as a whole separate campaign opportunity. Because really it's its own campaign in theory.
And not have to watch them on the Halo channel.
Also true. I swear to God, don't get me wrong. The only thing that was great about the Halo channel back then, okay, was that
there was something great about the Halo channel?
Yes, their music. The theme music that they had in the Halo channel was breathtaking. It sounded beautiful. It was incredible. It was soothing.
Provided you remember to turn the volume down before you launched it.
Also true. It was loud as crap. It was ridiculous, but it was awesome. I loved it.
The concept was interesting to have a lot of that extra video stuff that to kind of have a place where you can consume some of that media. The concept was interesting. It's just the interface
I understand
never
the theory
worked
behind the Halo channel.
It was so much process.
I really enjoyed Waypoint better.
Yes.
Was there a Waypoint app?
On 360 there was. I actually still go and launch it every now and then.
The Waypoint integration with the game was a lot deeper. It had the ability to deliver videos just like the Waypoint did, or the Halo channel did.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that takes me back to the. Remember the original Halo Waypoint opening stinger.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'll miss that so much.
Yep.
But, you know, it really saddened me when they shut down the Waypoint app, because we lost a lot of things in the Waypoint app when they shut that down that didn't transfer over into the Halo channel.
Yeah. The funny thing, I believe the app still works. There's still some backend services which you can tie into and grab stuff. It doesn't grab anything for Halo 5, obviously, but if you were to go into Halo 4, you could still enter in those codes into that console, mm-hmm. and you can still get stuff, the bonus XP for Halo 4 and the unlockables. Yeah. So the app still works. It just doesn't have anything modern on it. Well, I mean,
they're not updating any videos that were on it.
Right.
I don't even think it doesn't even pull your stats from the API anymore either.
Probably not.
I haven't checked.
GG, dude.
Thank you, Confal. 16 months at tier one. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it, yeah. But that's beside the point. Anyway, Halo 4, they did a lot of good things with Halo 4. It had an awesome story. The multiplayer was a little weak. I will admit that.
Although, to be fair, it added some really interesting new game modes to it.
Yes, it did. And in my eyes, Halo 4's multiplayer matured very well. Mm-hmm. I liked what they did with it as they got to know the game a lot better. The one thing I've noticed that, and especially since we've gone to this live model with games where, you know, the games are available to be updated by the developers, that, you know, a lot of games get a lot more refined than they start.
MCC is a perfect example of that. It's a shining example of that.
MCC is a special case. I'm talking, you know, back in the days when you just buy a game, you get a disc, you play it, the experience never changed.
Yeah.
And I think that was like, you know, only 15 years ago.
Yeah. Once you purchased a game, it never changed. It was the same forever. If there was a bug in it, it was there forever. The bug was never going to leave. Or if there was an imbalance in something, it was always going to be there. But I've noticed since we went to the, you know, really since Xbox Live became a thing for consoles, and I know that PCs have had live service a lot longer, but I've noticed that a lot of games go through kind of an aging process where they, you know, they just get refined a little bit at a time, and sometimes it's just small tweaks. And with Halo 4, there were a couple of major tweaks, but a lot of them were just little changes, like with the DLC packs for it. And I just really liked the way it aged. I thought it did really well.
And then they came in, and there's still the multiplayer DLC, and we got the second half of season one for mm-hmm. Spartan Ops. So continued content there. And we got the Ricochet game mode.
Yep.
Yes.
Which modified version of Griffball, basically.
Mm-hmm. Which actually implemented a couple new features that I believe the Griffball community used.
Yeah, actually, competitive Griffball was maintained in the Ricochet game mode, but using Griffball because of the stats, the way the stats were recorded, it gave us a much larger, I would say more refined way of looking at how we were playing and what we were doing. It also gave us different levels of achievements and also provided a slight variation in the what we had for options in the physics of the game. But like the ball in Griffball, the bomb, it operates differently than it did than in any other game. And it was wonderful because it added a passing feature that was such a massive complexity to how the game was played. And it was incredible. You could actually block tosses with hammers in the air. So we had everything from assassinations to you name it all throughout there. Sprinting, no sprinting, or limited sprint. We just turned the sprint on. We're like, just go for it. Because the maps were big enough that you needed to.
Mm-hmm.
But we needed those oversized maps because you could throw the ball so far. And so it created a completely different style of Griffball, which is what I was born into Griffball doing, was Halo 4. So
I remember when they demoed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was incredible. I remember the presentation that Goose and was it Taco?
Yep.
Goose, Taco, and was it Knockyard?
Yeah, it would have been Goose, Taco, Knockyard, and H2O Camper.
Yeah. And it was part of a 343 panel where they showed off at PAX. Was it Halo Fest or was it PAX 2012? It was one of those two.
Both. I believe that panel happened to both.
Okay.
But yeah.
So yeah, just to say that Griffball's been part of the Halo community ever since Red versus Blue made the joke about it.
Yeah. And I'm excited because to see Halo 4, I will probably get back into competitive Griffball now that Halo 4 is in house, and I'm just waiting for playgriffball.com to get
that Halo 3 season
in, and then once that's in, I'm on board.
Yeah, because they're doing Halo 3 currently on their PC correct. Season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be interesting. And it'll be interesting with crossplay as well.
Because we're going to finally be, we won't have to keep separating the community from PC versus Xbox. We can all just jump right in there, and we've got that gives us a much larger, it gives them a much larger user base.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I spent so many years as the EP for Griffball Hub that it would be great to see the community finally come back onto a title that we know from and are familiar with, because everybody, like, the H5 Griffball was so different than from H4 it was very interesting to see that change happen, competitively speaking. Tagno in the house, what up, dude?
He says he's gonna beat your Griffball one day.
I'm gonna beat you unless you start spelling it correctly. It's one F. There you go.
That is something. Every time I see someone spell Griffball with two F's, I get like tense. I'm like, no, it's one F.
One day, Tech, though, but he's Australian. Ball. Everything over there is two F's. Yeah,
Griffball.
But.
Well, and Halo 4 was kind of an opening for a lot of us, because I know, GT, you started helping out with game nights with Halo 4 for Podtacular.
Well, yeah, I kind of got ambushed into that one, but anyway.
Yeah,
one of my best memories of Halo 4 is it brought me to you guys. It brought me here to Podtacular. I was looking for information about Halo 4, and I found Podtacular. I started listening to Podtacular, and then I started showing up at the live shows. And out of the blue, I get a message on Twitter from Dust. Hey, can you host game night tonight? And I'm like, okay, sure. Can you send me some maps?
It didn't help your case that you were one of the few that showed up every time we had it going.
Well, I didn't see you asking pins.
I think I asked him at one point.
It either way, that's how I got started with Podtacular. That's one of my greatest memories of Halo 4 is it got me in this community that we call Podtacular. It's great.
Yeah. And then we met up at RTX 2014.
Yeah, there we 2014. Go.
For the Podtacular 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. No, that was 2015.
Sorry, 2015. Thank you.
Yep, because that was my very first RTX. Yep.
Is that the first time we met, or did we meet at a PAX before then?
Who?
You and me.
Nope, that was our very first time. That was my first event ever. Very first gaming convention ever, and I ended up on the main stage, the microphone, shoutcasting Griffball on Rooster Teeth's channel on YouTube and Twitch in front of, 25,000 viewers? It was ridiculous.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that was astounding. Cool.
And then the next year you were louder than the main stage.
Yes. Yes, I was. I was very loud.
Good memories. Yeah,
I remember meeting Goose and Cal down there. I waved at DJ because he was busy.
Beowulf was there. Haas was there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing like getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning, loading up in the car, driving 11 hours, to the
to Austin.
Condo the condo in Austin.
Yep.
Unloading, goofing around for a little bit, then driving to the airport at 11 o'clock at night
to pick up Beowulf. It wasn't 11 o'clock at night. It was late. Because we still went back dark. And got dinner.
It's summer it's dark, so it was at least 11.
Yeah, dark.
It was 9:30.
And it was July 4th week. Was it July 4th week? No, that was in August. That one was in August.
That one was in August.
Because it was hot. It was just, man, it was swamp level hot there.
It was ridiculous. It was miserable during the day.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You guys are wimps. That's average Kansas City weather. Anyway, we get down there and we have to go pick up Beowulf at the airport because he's flying back from Germany.
Yep. Game's gone.
So we get there. Let's see. I think we left the airport probably like right at, it had to be about 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then we all decide it's time to go to Schlotzky's or wherever it was. Is that where we went? Yep. Schlotzky's? We went and got sandwiches.
Yeah, Schlotzky's.
Yes, yes.
Yep. Yeah. That was the sandwich joint right up the street.
And then we hung around there for 2.5 hours talking. Then we all go back to the condo.
Did Duquesne show up there with us?
I don't think Duquesne showed up.
Okay, that was the later year then. Okay.
Yeah. Then we all go back to the condo and decide we're going to record a podcast. And this is now midnight.
I thought we did the podcast the next night.
No, we did the podcast.
It was the same night.
Yes.
What was I thinking?
I have no idea.
Well,
all I know is I was up for almost 24 hours. So my first day at my first convention was,
zombie.
Oh, wow.
I was speaking zombie that day.
See? There you go. Well, called it circle back. There you go. And I think was it like, and I don't know if Techno is still in here or not, because he knows how much I love the game, but I remember that was also in 2015 that RTX was that summer where at all the events, because I saw it again because that was also my first PAX, because I turned right around and went from my first RTX to my very first PAX event. And I saw Rainbow Six Siege being debuted at the cons.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to play Rainbow Six Siege and was like, what is this? It's so crazy. And of course, then I saw all these things. And now, of course, being this a religiously and dedicated Rainbow Six Siege player, it's interesting that at my first con was my first experience, because they were literally diagonal to us. Remember, you came in, you saw the cable booth, and then Rainbow Six Siege was here, and then the main stage was beyond it. And
I remember watching Haas stand in that line for like
ever.
An hour and a half waiting to play it. I'm like, I'm good. Go ahead. Yep. Let me know how you like it.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
As I'm walking around. Oh,
right.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I still had fun. The second day was a lot more fun than the first day.
Yeah.
I remembered more of the second day.
I feel bad for putting you through that now. Jeez. Oh, man.
Well, on top of that, the mattress I had in my room was the hardest mattress I think I've ever slept on. I think the floor would have been softer.
Not to mention someone broke one of the windows the last day that we were there.
Oh, God, that about scared a wajibbits out of everybody.
Yeah. Yeah,
our condo was ground level on the main street.
On the street, yeah.
Yeah, well, you guys were in the same complex as us, right? As Griff House?
Yeah, we were just one street over. So we were one street away from the convention center from you.
So you were in the next building. Yeah, got it. Yeah.
So, I mean, literally, people could, if we had the blinds open, people could walk by our condo and look right into our living room.
Yep.
Oh,
well, apparently somebody punched the window or something as they were walking by. Because all we heard was glass shattering.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and we were playing MCC at that point, and we heard it, and we were like, okay, people being crazy. Next morning, I feel a draft and see that there's broken glass. So I take a picture, and I text the landlord. It's like, hey, so people did this. It wasn't us. People, like, we heard it happen last night around 11 or whatever, and he didn't charge us for it. So that's, we got our deposit back, I think.
Well, that's good.
So
that's very good.
Speaking of which, did you ever send me my part of the deposit back?
I think I would have given it back.
5 years ago.
I don't think I would not give it back.
I'm just messing with Dust. He took care of the deposit.
He's over here like in panic mode.
All I paid him for was for the room.
Like,
but I made him question it.
I tried to be responsible with my money. You're making me freak out over here.
But there was a lot of great memories that came from Halo 4. I think there's a lot of great memories that came from Halo 4 because it was what we had for so long. And, you know, we really didn't have a whole lot of other titles that were actively being utilized. Reach was there, but it was really inundated by stat patterns. And so it was just kind of a thing where, and 4 was where we were all at. And we stayed there for a very long time. So
and it was 343's baby. What they used to foster their community.
And I think that we've got that kind of ingenuity and opportunity coming at us again with Infinite. And I'm just excited for it to happen in time once they're ready to finally let it loose. And that's all that really matters is we're just going to be patient. And in the meantime, celebrate and enjoy what we've got. Or enjoy the other games that are coming out in the meantime.
And there you go. And I mean, you touched on it earlier. Oh, hey, Hayden. Another raid with Party 6. Our loyal raider. Our loyal raider of the show. Hayden. Thank you, Hayden.
Nice. Also a Rainbow Six player, huh? No.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
A raiding with a party of six. I was like, I thought you said Rainbow Six. I got all excited.
Yes. Rainbow Six raiding six. Hello there, mini man. Welcome to the show. Oh. Yes, we got a raid.
Thank you for stopping by.
Raid.
What's cracking? We're talking about Halo 4 and what we love about it.
Yeah.
You touched on this earlier, GT, and one of the things that I haven't really come to appreciate until kind of recently is just how emotional Halo 4 is. Like, story, like, obviously with the Halo story with the Bungie days kind of up till Halo Reach, it was all kind of just gung-ho. You are the super soldier you have that kind of devastation effect with the Covenant trying to come and destroy humanity, but you're still this kind of, given the perceptive of Chief is a tank, he's going to be able to fix all our problems. And then that just breaks down in Halo 4 when Cortana starts just losing it.
You start seeing more of the human side of Chief like you were in the books. And that's what made Halo 4's story so special, is because if you were into the extended lore, which unfortunately for Halo 4 you had to be in, that's one of the downsides, you already were seeing that side of Chief. You already saw the, can't think of the word now. The relationship,
the
relationship that Chief was developing with Cortana in the books. I mean, they showed it in the games and that's fine. And they had the little banner that went back and forth and it was great, but you saw more of the personality of Chief in the books. And I understand why Bungie did the things the way they did. They wanted you to kind of step in and be the Master Chief. And I didn't fault them for it because the way they did it, they did it very well. They provided enough dialogue for the Chief that you kind of got a sense of what the character was.
It kind of gave you some direction. But I wasn't exactly telling you how to.
Yeah. In Halo 4, we got more dialogue. I mean, I think in Halo 4, Chief had more dialogue than he did in the other three games combined. But we really got to see who John 117 was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to me, it didn't take that away from me stepping into that armor.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of just played along with in my opinion, what you kind of picked up on and felt while you were playing through the games anyway. So while it is kind of more defining who Chief is, we kind of were already in that mindset of being that character. Like, we know how the story goes. We know how Chief kind of does these things throughout the story. So while the canned experience at the beginning was a lot more of an open shell, Bungie still kind of developed the character and the story in mm-hmm. such a way where, yeah, you do have that, you're trying to fill the character with the player, but you're still kind of moving them towards an idea of this is actually who the character is, and we want to let you gradually get into that perception and not just drop you in and say, this is the person, this is the character. We're going to let you explore the character and be the character as we develop the character. You're there with us.
Yeah. Well, in Halo 3, you know, Bungie did start to open up with John's character just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to see a big chunk of that when he rescues Cortana. And when he talks about rescuing Cortana, you start to really see the emotion in his relationship with Cortana.
And I think that's one of the reasons why I love Halo 2 so much is because of the story arc that we got with the Arbiter and the conflict that he had to go through. That dynamic in Halo mm-hmm. 2 is something that I really love about Halo 2's story. Is you have the Chief and Cortana combo who are going and saving humanity, but you have this other aspect of like the complete flip side of what's going on, and it's this struggle to like get knocked down from the top echelon and be put at the bottom, but then coming up, and then these two forces that were opposite come together, and that whole story aspect was just brilliant to me for Halo 2.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it all when it came to Halo 4. You know, for 343's first game, it was a good game. And, I said it then and I'll say it now. It was a good game.
Yeah, and exactly, Pens. In Halo 4, we got to know John and we already knew the Master Chief. That's a good way to put it. You know the shell, you're looking at the character in that shell. That's an interesting perspective of it. We did get a couple of people who commented in Discord, and Prestige posted in here a little bit earlier too. If anyone in here wants to talk about what they like about Halo 4, feel free to drop it in the chat. We'll read it out here. But Pins over in our Discord said, Halo 4 was the first Midnight launch that he attended. It was a blast, even though I was one of the older people there. Everyone kept asking me if I was getting it for my kid. It was also the game that fully drew me into the Halo community. I found Podtacular just after their launch, my Spartan company, my love for the lore of Halo, and a bunch of great people I can call friends. I found myself having great discussions about the story and aspects of the game, and even getting involved to be on the podcast to talk about, seriously though, why me? I love the story in Halo 4 and how it made me cry when I realized at the end that for the first time as Master Chief, I lost. Wow.
Yep.
I'm getting goosebumps just reading that right now.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Very much agreed.
Halo 4 has become my favorite Halo game for what it is and where it took me. Wow. I did not expect that to impact me as hard as it did. I'm kind of curious to see how my wife's going to react when we get to Halo 4. Because we still have to go through Halo 2, 3, and Reach. We've only finished one, but like I'm probably going to cry when we get to that part in Halo.
Oh, yeah.
It's always awkward. I mean, even to this day, I know it's coming. It still pulls on those strings.
Yeah.
You know, even though I know what happens afterwards, it's still that scene. And people have given 343 crap about that scene, and I don't understand why. But anyway, the dialogue and the interaction between Chief and Cortana in that scene, it's
brutal.
Heart table. It's just
the writing was exquisite.
Yes, it was. I mean, they really did a great job with the entire story of that game. And that climax to that point, it really leaves you dumbfounded. I mean, you feel just like they portrayed the Master Chief after that. Who am I? Why am I here?
Yeah, yeah, your world just shattered. His world just shattered. Granted, it was degrading pretty quickly before, but he still had some semblance of like, okay, I'm going to be the hero of this situation. I'm going to get Cortana back to Halsey. There's still a way out of this. And then that option is just
and then
stripped
away. Not.
Yeah.
She sacrifices herself to save him.
It is the most emotional scene in the entire Halo franchise. Even among the books.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most impactful, like, yeah. I'm choking up just thinking about it.
Yeah. So, well,
yeah.
On that note, it's available now with the Master Chief Collection on PC and your Xbox. It's also available included with Xbox Game Pass and Game Pass Ultimate for PC. Get your copy today.
There you go. You can go over to aka.ms/getMCC now, or get Halo MCC, one of the two. You can find it. Just search for it. You'll find it.
It's not hard to find.
Huh?
Said it's not hard to find.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Thank you, Save K Slayer, for the follow. Welcome to the Potacular community. We've got Prestige. Tad bit of a hot take, but not really. I don't really remember Halo 4 all too well when it came out. I remember hating it and saying that 343 really should have not taken over, but there's a lot of good out of it. Now that I think about it, Halo 4 isn't really that bad of a game considering the fact that it was their first game. They also brought Halo to PC. Remember, Bungie didn't even want games on PC. Only Halo 1 and 2 was going to be on PC, and that was it. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely gave Halo 4 a knock because of the whole didact thing and having to read the books for that, but if you look at just the Chief and Cortana story, that is like there were two stories happening in that game. There was one with mm-hmm. the didact and the Forerunners and humanity, and the other one was Chief and Cortana. And that Chief and Cortana one is one of the best, if not the best,
yeah,
story that we've gotten out of the Halo franchise. And it just hits you deep.
Yeah, it does.
And you see it coming. Or you feel it's coming. You don't necessarily see it's coming. And then when it does come, you're like, you're shattered. And it's exactly how Chief is feeling too. So like, you're feeling that with Chief.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of Halo, is the fact that you start with this canned character in Halo 1. And by the time you get to Halo 4, you're already thinking in the mindset of Chief, and you're already invested like the characters in the franchise are. You're emotionally living in that franchise.
Yeah, I,
and the way they deliver
honestly,
that is just,
I was there by the end of CE. I mean, you know, once I got done with CE and I heard that they were making Halo 2, I'm like, when can I pre-order it? Here's my money. Take it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the day that they launched pre-orders, man, I was at Best Buy making my pre-order. I wanted to have that game on launch day.
I remember being in school when they announced it. I think it was in like spring time of like 2003 or something like that.
Yep.
So, yeah. And I was in high school. Or junior high. No, I was in junior high. Dang.
Matter of fact, I bought my official Xbox guide to Halo 2 that very same day.
Wow.
That I pre-ordered it. And I still have
says he was three. Yeah. Wow.
They That's actually incredible. Had that out on the shelf before the game launched.
Most guides. Well, I guess nowadays most guides are out before the game launches anyways, but yeah.
I found that weird. That's far, incredible. You know, I could see it, That's you know, incredible. Maybe a week or so in advance, but this was like the day pre-orders opened. So the game was still. Well, see, the game was still 2.5 months away, if I remember right, when pre-orders opened.
That sounds about right. Wow. So Halo 4 is just, it's all kind of nostalgia for the three of us, at least.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not looking at it through rose-colored glasses, because it still gives me those same feelings when I play it today.
And that was one of the like big times in the community as well. I know I took over the podcast in 2008, but it wasn't until 2011 when I got invited to go to Halo Fest and really get to interact with people and meet people and start being a part of the community, like legit part of the community, and getting to see Halo 4 in its kind of early stages and getting everything, like all that experience just kind of wrapped up in that time frame of Halo 4 coming out in 2012. So that was a big part of my Halo stuff. Obviously, Halo 3 was kind of the
runaway puppy.
I got involved, but overall, what 343 did with Halo, as far as the franchise goes and the storytelling and the narrative and even the multiplayer, like, they've done some new stuff with it, and not everyone agrees with the new stuff, which is okay. I mean, it's not everyone's preferred way of multiplayer. Okay, that's fine. Everyone's going to have different opinions on that. But you can't deny that what 343 has contributed to the franchise and what they've done to expand the story and put their own spin on it and really try to enhance what we've gotten from the Bungie era of Halo games is trying to just flesh out and really fill out what a video game franchise could be.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we all love it.
Yeah.
There's all these people out there that are like 343 killed Halo or Halo's dead and whatever. I don't even have any words for those people. Yeah.
Yep.
I know, we love Halo. And I'm not saying that 343 hasn't made the missteps, because they have.
Even Bungie made missteps with Halo. No studio is perfect. If
Bungie was left to their own devices, we would have never got Halo.
Yep.
And we we wouldn't even still have more Halos to talk about.
You know, I'm just happy with the overall development that has been done with Halo 4, welcoming it to the PC games. With the Master Chief Collection, I hope that everybody takes their time. All the new people that come to the game, I hope take time and really appreciate all the work 343 has done for the Master Chief Collection and for Halo 4, because they've really busted their butts for the last couple of years getting this all taken care of. And I'm very happy with the product that they're putting out. And I look forward to the product that we're going to get in Halo Infinite. So, you know, it's just, you know, I'm going to look at the positive side. There's this is good. And I'm happy to get the Master Chief Collection together again. And I look forward to the improvements that they will continue to bring to it.
File browser, not many please. Games. There's not many games that you see today that have a title that is over 5 years long still getting the active kind of development that MCC has been getting. And they're not done. Halo 4 is not the last thing that they're working on. They still have plans to bring more features and more capabilities and more customization to MCC. They're not done. So, it's wonderful that Halo 4 is finally on PC. For those that have not had a chance to experience it yet, I hope that you are able to really get your heartstrings tugged on it, just like we were when we first went through and experienced the game. It means a lot to at least the three of us, and a lot of the folks that are in the chat have expressed their love and what they really appreciate about the game as well. So we're happy it's there.
Cool.
Sorry to take it down the emotional route, but I feel like Halo 4 is a very emotional game, and it's important to highlight that fact, because it's a great title to the franchise.
It'll make you cry. Oh.
All right, they're crying. We're wrapping it up. Jesus
Lord. On a more positive note, I guess, instead of a crying note, we do have a podcast with Halopedia that we'll be recording this weekend, which will be taking place of us being off next week. Obviously, for us here in the States, it is our Thanksgiving Thursday next week, so we will not be doing a podcast. We will not be doing a live stream either. I will not be substituting that for a game stream of any kind. So Thursday is completely off next week. Are we planning to do Fragging Friday next week, GT, or are we going to take off then as well?
I think we'll probably go ahead and take next Friday off.
Okay.
We will be doing the COVID-friendly Thanksgiving, socially distancing by miles. So, no, I think I'm just going
to basically means taking pieces of turkey and flinging it, right?
Well, we thought about doing a drive-by with a pie, but...
You just get the pie launcher, you just reel it back, and just let it fly.
I've got a big rubber band around here somewhere.
There you go.
Everybody celebrates the holidays anyway. In their own unique way.
There you go.
But all right, everybody be safe for the holiday weekend here in the States. Remember that there are things that you do need to watch out for. Be socially responsible and have a safe holiday.
Yes, please.
Because I'm tired of wearing a stupid mask.
Also true.
Yes, please respect your fellow neighbor and other people around you. Let's be responsible. Let's get through this thing more quickly than we have been. Would be nice. Anyways, you can find us over on social media. Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram is where we have stuff. So just search for Pod Tackler and you'll find us. We have our live streams here on Twitch every Thursday at 8:30 for the podcast. Obviously not next week, but we will be on the following Thursday. We also have our Fragging Fridays hosted by GT. We will be doing it tomorrow, as in November 20th. So not the Friday after Thanksgiving. Be sure to check out our Discord for the poll. We will be having Halo 5 on Xbox as an option and MCC, which could be any platform because now it's crossplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And I'm boring GT because he's playing Space Invaders.
Pew pew, pew pew.
And you can also find us Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern, which is where I do my Achieving Halo. We will be diving into the Halo 4 challenges with the new season of challenges. We're going to be diving into the Halo 4 stuff that they've brought in. There's quite a few new things in there, so we're going to be happy to jump right into that. You can also find us on Discord, podtaggler.com/Discord. Join our Halo community. That is where the community lives and breathes for us. We have our Spartan company as well. So if you want to continue our help or continue helping us to get our commendations for the Achilles helmet, you can head on over to podtaggler.com/company. I need to stop tripping over my words. And we also have our Xbox Club where you can go over and share your clips and screenshots from Halo straight from your Xbox, podtaggler.com/Xbox. You can find the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, and Amazon Podcasts. Just search for Pod Tackler in any one of those places, and you should find us. If there is a podcast service that you listen to podcasts through and we are not there, please let us know, and we will work to get the podcast on those services. Thank you to all of our Twitch subscribers for your just overwhelming support that you've given us this year. It has been incredible to see the subs come through, and you guys have just rocked it off throughout this whole pandemic. You guys are amazing and awesome. Really appreciate all the support over there. And also shout out to our patrons as well, who have been contributing to us throughout the entire year. We are actually going to skip collection for next month for the holidays as a thank you to everyone who has been faithfully giving and contributing to us through Patreon. Remember, you can head on over to podtaggler.com/patreon and check out all the benefits that you can get by being a patron, including access to show notes, the podcast VODs, including pre- and post-show banter, which you don't get on the audio download. And at certain tiers, you get certain things like being able to suggest topics for the show, being a guest on the show, and even getting some PodTackler swag. So there you go. Shout-outs to Frizzled, Pins Halo, and Confowl, and Austin Weebrink for their contributions to the podcast. Appreciate all of you guys over there. You can also donate to us if you wish to do a direct monetary donation through PayPal, podtaggler.com/donate if you choose to do so. GT and DJ, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Having a feeling you guys will probably be streaming. I know DJ is going to be streaming between now and our next meeting. So where can people find you streaming, starting with DJ?
You can find me live right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/DJBluePDX. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DJBluePDX. Mostly the Twitters.
There you go.
The tweet tweets.
And thank you for the 10 bits, Confal, the tweet tweets, which now has fleets.
Isn't that an enema? Just the saying.
The whole fleet.
Why'd you have to add something we didn't need?
Exactly.
I didn't need water to go there, and yet you make a device that goes there, and you call it after that device. I'm just going to call it Twitter enemas. Put enema.
Yeah.
Put enema. I'm going to stand it.
It's more that screen art, screen space that I don't want consumed when I'm looking at Twitter. Whatever.
Yep.
GT, how about yourself?
You can find me at Godzilla T on Twitch and on Twitter at Godzilla Todd. And I am trying to stream more, but unfortunately life is getting in the way. Job, standing on feet all day, can't stand to sit. So
yeah, that makes sense.
I'm thinking about getting me an up desk so I can just stand and stream.
Would you? I think eventually I'll be going to one of those.
Would you get an up desk, or would you get one of those adjustable ones that you can raise and lower?
Well, the up desk makes full desks that you can raise and lower.
Okay, it's a brand. Okay, gotcha.
I'm going to get a drop floor.
You're going to get a drop floor?
Yeah, so I'm going to just make the floor go down, then I can stand up, and I won't have to move green screens, camera angles, or anything like that. There you go.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Of course, just need a studio that rotates.
I'd be in my garage.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
All right.
I guess I can stand on the roof of my truck. Oh.
I mean, if that's how you want to do it, I guess. You can find me over at Duststorm on Twitter and Twitch, DuststormWoman7 on Facebook. I stream Among Us on Saturdays with a group of friends, Jack, who some of the podcast listeners know, who's working with me to produce the Halo Mole, some of his friends and some other friends that we know from Halo way back in the Halo 2 Vista days. We get on and play Among Us every Saturday. And you might see me hop on some other games with DJ. I usually try to hop on a few games with him on his stream, so you might find me over there as well.
Absolutely.
So, everyone, please, I'll echo GT sentiment. Please be safe. Please enjoy your Thanksgivings, whether it is socially distanced with family or whether you're spending the time on your own. We are thankful for everyone here, and we hope that you are going to enjoy the holiday. We will see you in a couple of weeks. Keep on fragging them trucks, everybody.